this is important for the city of Burlington. It's also important for the country. You know, this is a national effort. There are a number of my mayoral colleagues who were down in Birmingham last week as part of this event to mark the 50th anniversary of the Birmingham 16th Street Church bombings, a horrible event 50 years ago in which four young girls ages 11 to 14 were killed. That event, you know, is seen as having a significant role in the galvanization of the civil rights movement, and it certainly seemed appropriate 50 years later to be marking that solemn day by signing on to this national action plan. The other reason I did do it, though, is because the action plan seemed very relevant to the conversations we're having here in Burlington about race, about discrimination. Burlington is a city that is becoming increasingly diverse. We now have almost 30% of the kids in the school district are children of color, and that kind of transformation is, I think, a wonderful evolution for the city. It also creates new tensions and challenges that need to be worked through, and there's a lot of effort going on in Burlington right now to try to address those challenges, and it seemed like signing on to this action plan would show our seriousness as an administration, as a city, about those efforts, and we also thought it was a good opportunity to sort of report out to the community on what those efforts are.
Mayor Weinberger, a lot of the action plan does seem to promote increased conversation and communication about racism and discrimination, but how do you move from the conversation to actual application and really getting away from racism and discrimination?
I mean, the conversation is important. The way we evolve as a community, the way we adapt to a more diverse city is to talk about it and to call out acts of racism, intentional or otherwise, when they happen. And so I don't think we should diminish those conversations at all, but more concrete actions. The city budget this year, I did find and allocate a number of resources to training of city employees and cultural competency, some training for executives or kind of management level people within the city so that we are projecting seriousness and the right message from the upper levels of city government. And we also have some work going on to try to ensure that we have good protocols as a city for ensuring that there is proper outreach when the city is trying to engage the public. So that's another effort that's going on within the city, is basically to create these new protocols, new checklists for how we do public outreach to ensure that everyone's voice is heard. There's also very concrete things going on in the school district, and an important part of that is to make sure that no children are discriminated against.
Mayor Weinberger, moving on to other topics, the 50-50 development requirement was rescinded by the city council last week. You had pushed for that. How important is it, and how will it change the city?
Yeah, that is something that I had worked on for a long time. Basically, this idea of a requirement that 50% of all square footage of any new residential building in the downtown be commercial was something that I was concerned about back in 2007, 2008 when it was introduced and eventually passed by the city council. It did not make sense to me. I thought it was a fairly radical provision at the time, not something that I saw any precedent for in any other U.S. city. It really seemed to me that it was trying to address a problem that did not seem acute to me. That argument didn't carry the day at the time, but in the years since, I think there's been a fair amount of work done that to sort of inventory what the downtown is, and it's clear that the downtown is nowhere near being overrun by residential units. In fact, the residential square footage in the downtown remains a very small fraction of the overall downtown uses. We also had some better understanding evolve in recent years by work by the Tertiary Marketplace, as well as through the really remarkable Plan B TV effort, which called this out as a real obstacle to additional housing options in the downtown, something that has the potential to really grow the property tax base, increase vibrancy in the downtown, help out the downtown merchants, as well as, very importantly, create additional housing options so that people who want to live in Burlington don't have options other than single-family homes. So I was certainly very pleased to see the city council last week act unanimously to remove the provision. I don't think you will see an overnight dramatic impact, but I do think this is something that over the years will help Burlington see more residential options in the downtown. And I don't think it's the only thing that we need to do. It does end what had really been essentially a prohibition of new housing in the downtown, which I don't think is something that anyone, ever really intended.
Mayor Weinberger, any news out of the Board of Finance meeting this week?
We are announcing that the Waterfront Access North project construction has commenced. This is the area around the Moran plant that we've been committed to cleaning up. And I think it's really going to markedly improve that northern part of the waterfront and hopefully set the stage for the eventual redevelopment of the Moran site.
The Waterfront Access North project comprises nearly 6 acres. Major construction on the waterfront development is expected to begin next spring. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.